Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, April 25th, 2021. Pastor Paul Talbert.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
Book of Psalms, it's, again, you take all of God's Word, all the main things of God's Word that give us so much comfort, and you put them all in the one book, and you put that book in the middle of your Bibles, and then you put it into poetry. It's kind of like God wants us to read this. It's pretty simple. It took me a long time before I got to that point, but I want to let you know, it is well worth it. You and I are about to be blessed again as God shares with us Psalm 23. Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd." I'm going to stop there for just a second. Who's he talking about? He's talking about the Lord. He's not talking about master. He's not talking about boss man. He's not talking about the foreman on job. He's not talking about your sergeant or your corporal or your general. He's not talking about any of those things. He uses the personal name of the Lord. That's in all capital letters in your Bibles whenever you read it. It's a personal name. What does that mean? That means that God wants you to know himself, so he tells you his personal name. How can I explain this so you can explain it to children? You come to church today, you're going to see Pastor John, Pastor T. Pastor is a title that lets you know what I do. God has called us to be shepherds here. The word pastor means shepherd. Calling me Pastor T or Pastor Talbert, calling him Pastor John or Pastor Melky, that lets you know he belongs to the clan. And I belong to a clan of family. If I let you know my first name, Paul, then you say, oh, he's different from all the other Talbergs around there. This is Paul Talbert, Pastor Paul Talbert, Pastor John Melky. What's up with that? That really identifies who you are as a person. God says, I created everything. And I want you to know something about me. I am not this force that just kind of is out there. I am the God who is a personal God. My name means gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in love and mercy, maintaining love to thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. And yet, don't leave the guilty unpunished. I punish those children and their children's and children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me. I love, though, to show mercy to the thousands that I have created and who love me. That's all in that one name. This is the Lord who made heaven and earth. This is the Lord who said, I'm going to rescue people because they are in need of rescuing. They have sinned against me. They've locked themselves out of heaven. This is the Lord who became a human being, took human flesh to himself, was born of the Virgin Mary, was laid in a feeding trough for animals. This is the Lord who went to the cross for us, as Psalm 22 says, and then who kicked death in the teeth. As Psalm 16 says, the same Lord. Now, what's really neat is that King David, who was a shepherd, grew up in a shepherd's household, grew up knowing how to take care of sheep. God said, I want you to write about this because my care for my people is just like this. So he starts off saying, the Lord is my shepherd. My shepherd. I am not a number. I am not a statistic. I am not one of many. I am one that God says, I want you. I am that one sheep that God went looking for and found, and he left the other 99 safe and secure, but he went and he found me. I am that one. He is my shepherd. And by the way, if the Lord is my shepherd, if he's the one who takes care of me, God told David to say, I shall lack nothing. And that's where I want you to look your focus today. There's two words in the Hebrew that say, I will lack nothing. And it's really hard to understand what that is in English. But it means, the word lack nothing, it means that whatever you need to go from day to day, whatever you want, whatever is the best thing for you on that moment, God says, you will not lack. Because the creator of heaven and earth is the Redeemer who went to the cross, took care of all your sin. He opened up the way to heaven. He has sent his mighty angels to surround you, even though you can't see them doing their job. They're still doing their job. The God of heaven and earth, the Lord is my shepherd. So I lack nothing. Because he's my shepherd. It has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with him. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He is the one who guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Notice I'm not staying there. I'm walking through. How come I walking through the valley of the shadow of death? Because the Lord is leading and guiding me through that valley. And that's how come I will fear no evil. It might be all around me. It might look like it. It might feel like it. The scriptures are full of history showing how God steps in and takes care of his people no matter what's going on. I will fear no evil for you are with me. Psalm 23 reminds us not only of Easter, not only of the blessings that we have at creation, but it also reminds us of Christmas. What is God's name? At Christmas time, we always review it, Emmanuel, which means God with us. You are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. They scare everybody else, but not me. Because I know that his rod and his staff is there to protect me and guide me and keep me safe. So I will fear no evil. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And you prepare this table before me in the presence of my enemies. You get everything all set for me to enjoy. My cup overflows. When you become a Christian, when God brings you into his family of faith, it gets really messy. Messy with joy. Messy with peace. Messy with forgiveness. Really messy with kindness. Really messy with patience. It just spills all over. You just can't keep it in because God fills our cup to overflowing. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. I love teaching this one in Bible history class or in confirmation class or here right now, because goodness and mercy, goodness and love, God's faithful kindness will pursue me. I learned to like football. Can't play it. I've always been this skinny. It's a danger to me to play football, but I know how it works. I know you take that little ball and give it to the quarterback, and he does things with it. One of the things that he does is he throws that ball to a receiver. Someone's going to catch it. When the receiver catches that ball, he is supposed to run towards the goal line so he can get some points for his team, right? You're all with me here so far? That's what happens. Guess what? Most times he doesn't make it. How come? Because he's tackled. Because people are pursuing him. And he knows he's going to be tackled, and he catches it anyway. That's the word that's used for pursuing us. Goodness and mercy, they are on our tail. They are just going to, and there's no way to escape them. They're going to tackle you. They're going to bring you down to the ground and smother you with grace and mercy. God's incredible kindness and love that he purchased for us at the cost of his own son. That's all in this one son. And that's how come he says, I lack nothing. If the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, if the Lord, the Redeemer, if the Lord who so loves me that he didn't hold back, if that Lord is my shepherd, wow. Let me tell you, I want you to be part of this flock because there's plenty of love, plenty of care, plenty of kindness to share. When it says in here that he restores my soul, that's a little reminder. I needed restoring. The stuff in life is so bad, it sometimes just momentarily takes our breath away. And God designed worship to take care of that, didn't he? When we get together and remind ourselves again of God's great love in Jesus Christ, who came to this earth, he lived and he died for us, and then he rose victoriously on Sunday. That's why the early church said, the Lord is risen. And they responded, he is risen indeed. Alleluia. Because this Lord did what only a good shepherd would do, lay down his life for the sheep. Wow. And he is my shepherd. The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.